Good morning, everyone. Welcome, all the newcomers. We are beginning now Seder Nezikin, of course, Maseches Baba Kama. So the Mishnah begins, the Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four different Avos Nezikin, four categories of Nezek. Ashur, Vabor, Vamave, Vahaever. What are the four? So one is Ashur, an ox, causing different damages. Then we have a bor, a pit, a person leaves a pit open, someone falls in. Maven, Hever, Gemara is won't explain, but Maven is in Shane, when the animal eats something, and Hever is Esh. So those are the four categories of Nezikin. Again, Shor, Bor, Shane, and Esh, and each have their own different criteria and qualities that fit in. So the Mishnah explains, Lo Hare Shor Kare Hamave. Shor is not like Mave. Vilo Hare Hamave Kare Shor, and Mave is not like Shor either. Vilo Zevizeh, Sheish Ben Ruach, and these two, which have Ruach, Eish has ruach to it, has a certain koach to it, and Shor, of course, has ruach, is alive. These two, sheish ben ruachaim, kare, other way around, sorry, lo zev zeh sheish ben ruachaim, that Shor and Shein are not like Eish, that they have life. Shein ba ruachaim, what?
Shein of the Shor?
Yeah, eating things. He eats.
What do you mean?
So Shor and Maver are not like zev zeh, lo zev zeh sheish ben ruachaim, both the Shor and the eating of the damaging of the Shor, kicking and pushing, and the eating of the Shor, they are not like Eish, she'ein bo ruachaim, they're different than Eish, because Eish has no ruachaim, it's not alive. But lo zeh v'zeh, and these are not like that, she'darachon leilechu lahazik, kare bor. All the previous ones, the Shor, its derech is to chase after things and damage, and the Eish goes after things and a damage, it's different than the bor, she'ein darachon leilechu lahazik, the bor doesn't move, so that's the difference. Hatzad ashav shebehen, what's the common denominator? The path, the way of them are all to damage. All these things are very susceptible to causing damage. And the shemira is incumbent upon the owner of the Shor, of the Eish, of the Bor. When damage takes place, the mazik, the one damaging, has to pay a tashlume nezek, the payment, he has to compensate. What's metav haaretz? A very important klal we have to learn. Metav haaretz means the best of the fields. If I'm paying for my property, if I'm using my karka, I pay for metav, the fat part, the better part of my field. If you look at Rashi writes, metav haaretz, me'idis nechas, idis, the different levels, is idis, it's beinonis, and the ziboris, the different qualities of land. Idis is the highest quality of land. You have to pay from the highest quality of land if you're using land to pay back. That's the first Mishnah. Okay. Now, just to throw out a hakir, just to keep in mind as we go through the Masechta, what's the reason why I am a chayiv as the owner of the boar, of the Shor, of the Eish? Why am I chayiv to pay the Nezek? What did I do wrong? It's exactly. The one approach is that I was poshe in my shmira. The fact that my animal, my Eish and boar got out of hand shows that I was poshe in my shmira. I didn't have proper shmira. And that's my avera, and therefore I need to pay back for that. The other tzad is that no, not because I was poshe my shmira, but just like I am obligated to pay when I damage, so too I'm responsible for anything that my animal does. Not because I lack shmira, but my momon caused some damage, I need to pay for what he did wrong.
Someone is responsible.
Right, so I'm saying it's the hakir is not because I was lacking shmira, it's because if my mamona caused damage, I need to pay for the damage.
We learned a couple of days ago that Eves the Canaanis, you don't pay if it does hezek.
We learned this?
I think it was somewhere in
Gidushin?
Yeah.
Gidushin, no? I mean, I learned it. I don't know. I think it was in the notes.
Baba Kama talks about it in two places here. In Chovel, we'll see later on in this
parak. It said that
the notes, okay.
Canani doesn't. You're Eved with Canani, you don't have to pay.
Exactly. That's a Gemara later on we're going to see based on the Mishnah Chovel. It's actually, I think, Daf Gimel, maybe. I don't think we saw this in Gidushin. I guess your footnotes.
It was on the footnotes.
Okay. Fine. So that's one chakir. The other thing to keep in mind is the first discussion all the Achorim talk about is there an isser of being mazik? Is there an isser to be mazik somebody? There's no pasuk that says asr lahazik. So a number of different sources are thrown around. I'm sure Adam could rattle off all 10 of them. But the famous isser is brought down. The famous sources. Anyone want to know what are the source of nezik? The isser of nezik is. Anybody know? No one knows. The Isser of Gzela. They say Gzela, stealing a person's property, when I damage your property, is also an extension of the Isser Gzela. That's one approach. Others say it's under the rubric of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So there are a number of different suggestions what the source of the Isser Nezek is. So as we go through, we're going to see a number of different rayas that there actually is an Isser Nezek, even though there's no actual clear source of the Isser Nezek. Okay, Gemara now says, Midikasani Avos, from the fact that the Mishnah opens up as Avos Nezikin, it must be Michlal, that implies that Dika Toldos, it must be Toldos, it must be subcategories. So now that's the case, whatever these Toldos are, the question the Gemara wants to know is, Toldos Sehen Kiyotzi Behen Olav Kiyotzi Behen. Are these Toldos, whatever they might be, are they going to be similar to the Avos, or will they not be similar to the Avos? The Gemara doesn't tell us what the Nafkamina would be right now, but they want to know, are they going to be similar or not similar to the Avos? So Gemara wants to know, let's look at other models. We do have other models of Avos and Toldos. First model is the Gemara says, Gavi Shabbos Tanan, we have the mission, Shabbos Daf Ein Gimel, that tells us, Avos Melachos Arboim Chaser Achas, they're 40 minus 1, meaning they're 39 Melachos as we know. So Avos Michlal Deika Toldos. From the fact that there are 39 Avos, that implies that there are also something called Toldos. So the Gemara asks, well, Toldosein Kayot Behen, are the Toldos going to be similar to the Avos? Loshna Av Chadas, Loshna Tolda Chadas. If a person were to violate a Av or Tolda Bishogeg, he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, or he doesn't know that this is wrong, he does it anyways, so he's Chayv Karban Chatas. So whether I'm doing an Av, or whether I'm doing a Tolda, whether I'm doing Zoreya, which is an Av, or whether I'm doing Mashke, the Gemara, where's the Gemara talk about Mashke? What's the problem with Mashke? Anybody know? We learned this together, a little hint. A couple summers ago, Moed Katan, the beginning of Moed Katan, talks about whether Mashke, watering the grass, is considered, what's the Isser, it says it's one of the Avo, it's a Tolda of Zoreya, if I water the grass. So if I violate the Zoreya by planting a seed, or I water the grass, which is a Tolda, I'm Chai V'chatas in both scenarios, so they seem to be the same. So then the Gemara says, Av Skila, Loshna, Av Skila, Loshna, Tolda Skila. If a person violates it on purpose, knowing it's Shabbos, he gets skila, whether he's doing seed planting, or whether he's watering it, whether it's an Av or a Tolda, they're both the same. So we see Toldo Sein is Kiyotu Ben. So then the Gemara wants to know, my Ika Ben Av La Tolda, what's the difference between an Av and a Tolda? So why call one an Av, one a Tolda, if there's no Nafkamina then? If you're going to get a Chates or a Skila equally for both of them. So the Gemara says, De'ilu Avid Shtei Avos Behade Hadade. If I do two different Avos, I do Choresh and Zareya. Choresh, I plow the land, and then I plant the seeds, those are two different Avos, I get two different Chatos. Or Inami, let's say Shtei Toldos Behade Hadade. Let's say I do two different Toldos. I do a Tolda of Choresh, and which could be possibly sweeping my floor, or I do a Tolda of Zareya by watering the grass, two different Toldos of two different Avos, but I'm also b'chayiv akochada v'chada. I'm chayiv for each offense separately. But let's say, v'ilo avid av v'tolda didei, let's say I plant a seed, and I also water the seeds, I'm doing an av and a Tolda, but they're under the same av of Zareya, so then lo m'chayiv elachada, then I'm only chayiv one. So that's the nafkamina of an Av versus a Tolda, that a Tolda falls under the category of an Av and becomes subsumed in the larger Av. That's the nafkamina of why one's called an Av and one's called a Tolda. Because if they're separate Avos, then they're different Karbonos.
Both Toldas are from the same Avos, right?
Exactly. If they're both two Toldos, if I'm doing Mashke and let's say Zomer...
Meaning...
No, I need to...
In regards to Shogeg, to Mezid... And to the amount, meaning if you do the Tolda of the same Av, is one Chatat.
Correct.
If you did only Tolada, Shogeg is one Chatat. Only Av in Shogeg is one Chatat. Sounds the same exactly.
No, if I do two different Avos, I'm Chayv two Karbonos. So that's a difference. If I'm doing a Tolda of the Av, though, within the same type of Av, then I'm only Chayv one then for that. They're all
two
together.
Two different Avot and two different Toladot, it's two different...
Exactly.
Karbonot.
Correct.
So in regards to the Tolada and Av...
Mm-hmm.
In every scenario, it's the same thing.
No, because if you did an Av and the Tolda of that
you,
Av...
You have one.
One.
Okay.
That's what you have to know, why it's different. The Tolda, that's the importance of Tolda. The Toldos of an Avos become subsumed in that larger Av. Fine. Then the Gemara says, what about according to Rabbi Eliezer, Dimechayv Atolda B'makom Av? He thinks, even if I do Zareya and I also do Mashke, I actually am chayv a separate Tolda. A Tolda does not become subsumed with the Av. In which case, there's no nafkamina of an Av versus a Tolda, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, am I karli Av? Am I karli a Tolda? So what's the deal? There's no nafkamina. So the Gemara says, for the following reason. Hach dehavi b'mishkan chashiva karli Av. That which is found, and these words are very important, that which is found in the Mishkan, and is also chashiv, has to be a very chashiv type of act, that's what's called an Av. Hach delo havi b'mishkan chashiva kari le Tolda. That which was not performed in the Mishkan is not going to be considered an Av. It's called a tola. So there really is no nafkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's simply what was in the Mishkan versus what was not in the Mishkan.
The nafkamina is in regard to punishment, meaning av in mezid and shogeg in toladai in mezid is different punishment, meaning this is karet, this is
lav. No, it's one shogeg, one's mezid. That's not nafkamina between av and tola. That's nafkamina between mezid and shogeg. Now, somebody just the other day was asking me, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? He asked me this question. He's learning Hilchos Shabbos. So he said, based on the Tveris Yisrael, an av and a tolda, the difference was that there's no real difference. An av is a rea, it's the model, and anything that is similar to that would be, anything that's similar to that would be considered an av also. So you could have zomer, which could also be, zomer is when you prune a tree. You prune a tree to help it grow more. So that's also considered an av, the Gemara in Shabbos says, because it has a similar tachlis, the same goal. So he was saying, based on this Tiferes Yisrael, explain this way. So I pointed out this Gemara here. The Gemara says that, no, what's considered Av and a Tolda is an Av was something that's found in the Mishkan, and a Tolda is something that's not found in the Mishkan. So you see in the bottom Tosos here, he says there's a, depending on what the Girsa you have here, is the emphasis on the Mishkan, or is the emphasis on the Chashiva, that which is Chashiv? So look at that bottom Tosos. He writes, Hachi Garsina, Hach Tehavi B'Mishkan Chashiva Karle Av, Hach de lo havi b'mishkan chashiva karle tolda. Ulefi hach girsa balafuke kama mlachos shelo hayu chashuvim v'hayu b'mishkan de toldas ninu. There are many other things. There weren't only 39 things that took place in the Mishkan. Many things took place in the Mishkan. So what the girsa in front of us is telling us, it has to be in the Mishkan and it also has to be chashiv. Now, I'm not talking about what's considered chashiv right now, but there could be many actions that were done in the Mishkan which were not chashiv, and that would qualify as a tolda v'lo avos mlachos. Fine. Should we do the Tosos Ula Rabbi Eliezer? Interesting Tosos. Let's do Tosos at Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, that's interesting Tosos. Look at the Rabbi Eliezer Amar Amai Kari Le'af. Why is it called an Af? Yeah, so he asks the question. So in honor of Andy, we're going to go through the Tosos then. Vim Tomar V'neima D'Nafkamina Linen Hasra. I'll tell you the Nafkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Nafkamina is, we said right now, there is no Nafkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's just what was an av is in the Mishkan, that which was not in the Mishkan was a tolda. She said there's an av kamina by the Hasra. Shetzarech lahasos a tolda mishim av dida. If a person's about to do a tolda, you have to say, don't do that tolda because you're violating the avera, the isra of Zorea, or of Choresh, or of Borer. You have to tell him what the av is. That's part of the Hasra. Kidam minim beperek tolin. The Gemara has a shaila. Mishamer. Mishamer is like some type of sifting of the sediment of the wine. If you see a guy doing this on Shabbos, what do you tell him he's doing wrong? Rab Amar Mishim Borer, he's doing a violation of separating. And Rabbi Zeir Amar Mishim Miraki, because you're sifting. So you have to tell, you need to know the Avis to give the proper warning, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Nafkamina.
Is that the same thing by Nezikin?
Nezikin, no. There is no, I don't think there's such a concept of that by Nezikin, by giving a warning.
It's a good point. We have to say.
It's a good point. I never thought about that, actually, by Hasra for Nezikin. But I don't know. It's good. Very good question. If it's an Isra, there
it
is.
It does. It needs Asra. You don't whack the Av, though. You don't
what?
Say.
You don't meaning, if your shore goes and kills somebody, you're gonna tell the guy. The guy doesn't even know.
Well, the Gemara talks about it, not where you're prison.
Well, Asra would only be for. It doesn't happen for Dini Mamnas. It's only
right,
for Gabanas.
So that's the answer.
But let's say there's a case of.
One of the Talbis.
No, but he's saying still, there wouldn't be Asra for Dini Mamnas. Okay, yeah. There's no Asra, right? So the Tosa answers as follows. The Yeshlomar Dehachi Parich. The answer's a little bit confusing here. But in essence, what he ends up answering is that, let's read through it, fine. Yeshlomar Dehachi Parich. Mishimai Masunim Bey, Shuchayev. Rabba Mar Mishim Borer, Aval Hasuba Mishim Merakid Pater. Rabba says, only if you say you're Chayev because of Borer. But if you say you're Chayev because of Merakid for this case, Pater. What he's saying is that the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say that you have to say which Av. You could say you're violating Mishamer. That's enough. You don't need to have the Av. He's just saying, let's say you give him the wrong Av, which you don't, but you give the wrong Av, then the guy's actually putter. He's actually, he's off the hook in that way.
We do
exactly. You're off the hook. But you don't have to give the Av. That's not an Av Kamina.
And that's why you call it Av?
So therefore, that's why the Gemara doesn't say it's an afkamina, because that's not really an afkamina. You don't have to say which av you're violating. Some Rishonim actually say you do have to say which av, and some say you have to say the source of the pasuk, lo saseh b'mlacha, b'shabbos. That's his first answer. The second answer of Tosos is V'odi Shlomar Dazehu Shemitari Tach. That's actually the answer. The answer is, says Tosos, Hach Dehavi B'Mishkan Karle Av, which means Sarach L'Hasos HaTolda B'Shema. You have to say the Av. That's mamish the answer of the Gemara. It is the Nafkamina. Okay, we don't have to do the last answer. Well, let's go right to the Gemara. So therefore, we see from the model of Shabbos, Avos and Todos, Todosein is Koyotze Behen. The Todos are just like the Avos when it comes to Shabbos, that you're Chayv Chatas and you're Chayv Eskila for Shogig and Mezid, respectively. There is another model of Avos and Todos, and that's in the world of Tuma. This is, by the way, is a very, very, for those who are learning Avos and Tuma, we did Erev Shabbos call, we discussed a lot of this. This is a very, very important Gemara, just to have the basics down of Tumah V'Tahara. So it says, Tanan, the last line of the Amud, Gavi Tumos, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah, I think in Kalim Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, it says, Avos HaTumos, the Avos HaTumos, which are Hasherets, a certain type of the eight Shratzim, Reb Aaron knows the eight, he could tell us, but some of them are weasels and turtles and stuff. Hasherets V'Hashif HaZera, V'Tamei Meis. These are avos. They are the source of tumah, and it could pass on tumah to something else. Todosein lav koyotze ben. The todosein, which is the rishon, an ava tumah makes the object that it touches into a rishon, and the rishon makes it into a sheni. So the todosein, the rishon, is a lav koyotze ben. Is not similar to the avos. Why? Dil av, the av itself, the sheretz, the tamei meis, and the shech bazera, is metame adam v'kelim, has the ability to be metame a person, to metame kelim, clothing, utensils, pots, and also I'll add in food and drink. However, ilu toldos, the rishon l'tuma, the tolda, is only has ability to be metame ochlin umashkin, can be metame food and drinks, but metame adam v'kelim lo metame. It's not going to be metame person and kelim. So the Av can be metame. There's the four categories. Always keep this in mind when it comes to Tumah. Adam, Kalim, Mashkim, and Ochlim. Those are the four. So an Av can be metame all four, but a Rishon can only be metame food and drink, not people. The way I remember this is that food and drink get dirtier than people and Kalim. We walk around, we don't shower every single second. We don't wash our clothing every single second, but if food and drink falls on the floor, I wouldn't eat it. So food and drink is able to become dirtier, physically and spiritually dirtier, even from a rishon, but person and clothing only from the highest form of dirt, the highest tumah, ava tumah. So we see that the toldos, the rishon by tumah, is not similar to the avos. So now the question is, Gemara wants to know, now, hacha mai, what about here by Nezikin? So do we say it's like Shabbos, where toldosein is like the avos, or is like tumah, where toldos are not like the avos? There is a tosos to do here on top. Should we do this tosos? We won't do the tosos. Fine. So here, what's the halacha? Comes along Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Yeshmem kiyotze ben. V'yeshmem lav kiyotze ben. We have four avos nezikim. Some of the avos are similar to the, rather some of the toldos are similar to the avos, but there are other toldos that are not similar to the avos. Okay, the Gemara goes off now on a tangent just for a moment. Gemara says, Tanur Abanan is a brisa that teaches us, Shalosh avos. Nemu b'shura keren v'ashen v'regel. Now we're going to need to know these halachas very well to learn the first half of the Masechta. Remember this very well. That there are three avos of the four that are related to the shur, related to the ox. And now it doesn't mean an ox alone, it can mean any other animal. It's a keren, which is the horns, goring, shen is the teeth, eating, and regel is kicking. Those are the three avos. And the fourth, but that's all within the world of shur. There's also Bor, there's also Esh, but there are three Avos in the world of Shur, Keren, Shein, and Rega. So Gemara wants to know Keren, Minol, and how do I know that Keren is one of the Avos, that using the horns and goring is one of the Avos? The Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us, Ki Yigach, the Pasuk I read on the side here, it says, Ki Yigach Shur es Ish o es Isha, when a Shur gores. So, Ein Negicha El B'Keren, the word Yigach, Negicha, is only by using the horn. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayas Lo, Tzidkio, Ben Kenana, Karne, Varzel. He made a horn of Barzel. Vayomer, and he said, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Be'ela Tinagach, Es Aram. And with this, we're going to gore Aram ad Kalosim, until we destroy Aram. So we see that the Karen is used to gore things. Now he's talking about holding a horn, as opposed to the animal having a horn. But we see Lashon of Negicha connects to the Lashon of Karen. The Omer, Egmar brings a second pasuk, Bechor Sharor, Hadarlo, Vekarni Reim Karnov, and the Bechor Sharor, the firstborn animal, will be Hadarlo, will be very beautiful, Vekarni Reim Karnov, and its horns will be there. Amim Yinagach, and the Pasuk says, and you're going to, it will use its horns in order to do Negicha, in order to gore. So there are two different psukim that connect the word Karen to Negicha. Maiva Omer, whenever the Pasuk is, whatever the Brisa uses two different psukim, the second Pasuk is only brought because there must have been a certain flaw in the first Pasuk. So what Maiva Omer, what was the need for a Va'omer for a second Pasuk? What was the flaw in the first Pasuk? So Gemara says, V'chi same if you're going to say, Divrei Torah, Midivrei Kabbalah lo yafinan, because the first Pasuk was from a Pasuk in Nevi'im, so we can't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, so then therefore, Tashma, I'll bring you a Pasuk in the Chumash, B'chor Shur, Hadar lo, V'haim, so that's a Pasuk in the Torah. If that's where you think the problem is, it's not true. V'haim Melefu, Gilim Milsabamahu, the Negicha Bekernhu. We weren't using as a drasha from the Pasuk in Navi that Negicha is Karen. Karen's Negicha. It wasn't a drasha. It was a Gila Milsa. It was like looking up in the dictionary. Let's see how the Hebrew language works. And we find the Pasuk anywhere in Navi that is a Gila Milsa that the Negicha and Karen go hand in hand. But it's not a drasha. You can't learn drashas from Divrei Kabbalah. But you can learn Gila Milsa. You can learn a definition of a word from a Pasuk in Navi. So that can't be the flaw in the first Pasuk from Navi. Ella. Mal the same. Had I had the Pasuk by Chidkia, I would have thought, Ki Palag Rachmana Bein Tam Lemuad, we know the halacha is also very important to know. When it comes to Shur, a Shur Shanagach, a Shur that gores, for the first offense, he pays how much? He pays half the damage only. And the next offense also. Not until after three offenses did he become a Shur HaMuad, he's a Shur that's now regulated to gore, then you pay a Nezek Shalom, you pay the full amount. You're going to enjoy it. There's a lot of fighting in this Masech. You're going to enjoy it. So then Shur HaMuad, it's going to be a Shur that's regulated to gore, then you pay a Nezek Shalom, you pay a full amount. So I would think the only time you should distinguish between a Tam is a simple animal, a non-goring animal, you pay a Chati Nezek, to a muad, which is a regulated animal, when would you distinguish between a tam and a muad? If it's talking about a karen, that's detached from the animal. So, Rashi explains what the case might be. I think Rashi says. Exactly. Where's that Rashi? It's a Rashi somewhere. But either way, if the ox is holding the horn in its mouth and starts like, you know, goring with the horn in the mouth, because that's the case of Tzidkiah, was talking about a Karen Telusha. He was holding a Karen, Barzel. So too, maybe by the case of the Shur, when the Shur is holding a Karen in its mouth and goring with its mouth and the horn. Maybe then you should distinguish between a Tam and a Muad, a Val, but if it was connected to the Shur on its head, Ema Kul Muadasi, that's a Muad. The Shur is goring with its head, that's what they normally do, and then you would have to pay the full amount, even for the first offense. That's why we say, Toshma, Bechor Shur, Hadar Lo, even for sure, as it considered negicha, it's the first offense, even when it's wearing, even if it's mechuberes, it's considered a tam for the first few offenses. So that's what the source of Karen as being an av. Told of the Karen Mahi, so now what's a told of a Karen? We're building up now. We know what a Karen, the Karen is the av with the horns. What's the told of the Karen Mahi? So Gemara says, negifa, what's negifa? Pushing, neshicha is biting, revitza is crouching down. Is it stomping or crouching down? Crouching down, I think. Bita is kicking. These are all tolos of Karen.
So what they didn't do is show is av. And then negicha and shen and regel is tolada.
I don't know. My shna negicha, the karli av. Why is negicha? Maybe this is your question. Why is negicha called an av? Why is that av over all the other ones? Dichsiv ki igach. Because it says in the pasuk, because he igach. But negifa namik, if the pasuk also says lashon negifa, it says ki igof. So they're both used in the pasuk. So why is negicha chosen as an av and not negifa? The Gemara explains, "Hai negifa negichei." Even though the pasuk uses kiigof, it actually means kiigach. How do we know? The Sani, the Brisa tells us that pasuk bin negifa. The pasuk first introduces us the words in negifa un sayim bin negicha, but it concludes using lashon negifa. I read the pasuk to you on the side. It says, V'chiyigolf shor ish es shor re'eyu v'meis u'machru as t'shor ha'chai v'chatzu es kaspo v'gam es ha'meis yechzun, you pay half. Oh, no, or it's known to you ki shor nagach hu mitmol shilshom, or you know that it became nagach. So it switched from yigolf to nigach. They're being used interchangeably. Lomar l'cha, to tell you zuhi negifa zuhi negicha, they're one and the same. So really we have to disregard the lashon of ki'igolf, and it really means ki'igach. Okay. So then the Gemara wants to know, Maishna ki gabe adam dichsev ki yigach, umaishna gabe behema dichsev ki yigof. The pasuk, when describing a shor goring a person, it says ki yigach. When it talks about shor goring another animal, it says ki yigof. Why the different lashon? So the Gemara explains as follows: adam the isle mazla ksev yigach. A person who has a mazel, what does it mean to have a mazel? Rashi explains mazel means yeshla das lishmar skufo, he can protect himself. So therefore, in order for an ox to damage, an ox has to have intent, and the eagle has to really come in full force, because a person's going to ready protect himself and defend himself. As opposed to a behemoth, the lesle mazla, animals don't have das to protect themselves, they have a certain instinct that they have, but it's not das. They're more vulnerable, the prey is more vulnerable to the predators, so there's a key no-go for even just pushing, even without intent, the animal is going to cause damage to the other animal. That's the difference. Umilsa agav orcha kamashman. It's teaching us something. Agav klal demuad l'adam havemuad l'behema. Umuad l'behema lo havemuad l'adam. If an animal is regulated to gore an adam, which it's initially scared, an animal scared to attack a person. But if it does that normally, that's why if it's a bear attacks an animal in the park, they're going to kill that bear because now it's used to attacking people. So once it's one offense of a bear attacking a person, that becomes a muad in the world of, I'm just saying, in the parks in America. Right, exactly. So same idea. Well, that was, I think, really to protect, obviously. But, okay, if it's a muad to a adam, so then the animal is going to be certainly a muad to a behema. Because it's a muad to even the scarier type of individual. But if a animal is muad to another animal, it doesn't mean it'll be muad to an adam, because the mazel, the das that adam has, people get scared, the animal gets scared of the adam. That's the klal that we're learning from here. So
from the two different lashonot.
Exactly. Fine. The Gemara now says, Neshicha tolda d'shein hi. We said before that Neshicha biting is a tolda of Karen. The Gemara says, it's not a tolda of Karen, it's a tolda of Shein. Shein's another av. It's biting, it's eating. Mar says, no. Lo, shein yesh hana lezeka, ha ein hana lezeka. We don't compare toldos about what part of the body it is, because they're both in the mouth. There's a certain criteria that has to be met. What's the criteria of shein? Shein is referring to eating, when the animal gets hana. So it has to be, what's a tolda? The Gemara will tell us later on, but let's say an animal goes to the bathroom, there's a certain hana of relieving itself, that's hana, that's considered a tolda. If it, let's say, goes to the bathroom on your property and ruins it, that's a tolda of shein. It gets hana while doing that maisa. But biting, there's no hana in biting something. So it can't fall under the category of shein. It therefore falls under the category of just kavana lahazik. Right. Karen is whenever there's just kavana to damage. One of it's damage with a gore, with it's goring something. It kicks something, it pushes something, it bites something. That's all kavana sa lahazik.
Bite is eating. Eating is enough.
No. You just bite something, but you don't eat it. Oh. You just bite it.
Stop.
Sure, no stop, no stop.
So then the Gemara says, Ruvitza ubita told of the regel, crouching down, kicking something. That's an extension of regel. Regel is another av. So why do we say that it's included as a keren? Gemara says, no. Regel, lo regel hazeka matzai, honey ain hazeka matzai. Regel is something that's common. The animal's walking, and while walking, it kicks something. That's the way it walks. Or, it kicks up a stone, it throws, and a pebble goes and breaks a window. That's called regel. That's matzai. But this animal did something that wasn't matzah. It doesn't just crouch down in the middle of the shuk. It doesn't just kick things out of its normal path. So that's why, since it's not matzah, it falls under the category of keren. So the definition of keren now is something that's not matzah, and it's kavana sol lahazik. It has the kavana to damage. That's the rules that you need to know in order to fall under the category of keren. So now that we've established what keren is, and now we establish what the toldos are, the Gemara now goes back to the question. Ela toldosayin lav kiyot behen. Dhamma Rapapa, ahai. So that which Rapapa said above, that he said some things, the toldos, are like the avos, and other things, toldos, are not like the avos. So when he said that the certain toldos are not like the avos, what was he referring to? Ahai, which case was he referring to? Ilema, if he's going to say, ahani, that we mentioned above, all the keren and all the toldos, that they're not like each other. Maishna keren de kavanasa lahazik, umamonocha, umamoncha, ushmiraso alecha. Just like keren is the intent of the animal to damage, and the mamon's yours, and you have to do shmir on it. Haninami kavanasan lahazik umamoncha ushmirasan lecha. So to all the toldos, the biting and the crouching and the kicking, all those are kavanasan lahazik, and it's also your obligation to protect it. So it's very similar to the avos. So that would be toldos and kayotzi behen. Ella, it must be tolda the Karen Kikaren, must be therefore that Tolda is the example, rather Karen is where the Tolda is like the Av. But Chikam or Papa, when your Papa says Tolda Sein Lav Kirtabem, where they're not similar to the Avos, that must be referring to Shein and Regel. That the Toldos of Shein and Regel are not similar to the Avos of Shein and Regel. We'll stop here, yeah?
Yeah, but it doesn't say some of the Toldos are not. He says Toldos Sein.
No, it says on the top there, the four lines down, Yeshmem Kirtabem, Vyeshmem Lav Kirtabem. Some are like the Avos, and some are not like the Avos. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll continue with Shein and Regel, and about their Toldos as well.
Each Avos of Toldos has its own Nafkarinos.
Correct, exactly.
Malachas, Gabi, Tumadara, and the Gabi, and Hezek.
Exactly. 100%. Oh, sorry, then. Yeah.